with Laura. One night with Laura. Oh, it's exciting now. The big final is tomorrow. Who will walk away with Laura's heart? Will it be Shep? Will it be Ben or will it be Gareth? Now, yesterday was Shepgate. Somebody called Christine thinks that she is or was Shep's long-term girlfriend. He denies it completely, saying that they've been out on a few dates, but they are not an item. What's going to happen this morning after this show is we have a proper, massive lie detector off of Trisha coming in.
With graphs and everything.
Yep. And we'll be able to tell you the truth tomorrow when we play the results before we start the voting for the big final.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know, only I'm saying that he's innocent until proven guilty. You know?
Me too.
So that's Shep. We've got Gareth, who is Chard's most famous person ever. Front page of the paper last night. Chard and Ilminster News. And then we've got Ben. He's the one that serenaded Laura to try and win her by playing McFly's All About You on the accordion. Now, we had Ben in earlier today, and we found out a bit more about him from his friends.
He's very patriotic, and if you play the national anthem, it'll stand up. For a while, we got it as a ringtone on one of our phones, and we spent the entire evening ringing each other up so the national anthem would play, and every time he stood up, it was most entertaining.
Hello, Simon. Thank you for that.
So, is that an old friend of yours, Simon, is
old
it?
Oh, Simon, yeah, I must have known him about 10 years or so, yeah. So.
And is that true, what he said?
Go on, play it.
No, is it true?
It is, I don't...
He is actually standing up. Right, thank you. Sit down now, there we are. Right, so Simon told us some more stuff about you as well, if you'd like to hear that, yeah?
Go on then.
We both went out drinking for an entire day, got totally slaughtered, and then on the way home, went into the back of what we thought was a derelict house for a week. It actually wasn't. So we got done for burglary after that.
So you're a burglar?
try not to associate myself with one, but yeah, this derelict random house.
He's on his feet again. Go on, sorry, carry on telling the story.
So at the back of a park in the local town, there's this house that's been boarded up for years. So it's like, well, we don't want to go for a wee in public because a friend of mine got fined for doing that.
Yeah.
So we'll go in the garden. It's private property, but trespass isn't actually a crime. It's only a civil offence, so...
Harry, you can carry on the story while standing up.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Go on.
So we get to this derelict house and think, well,
still standing.
Found this back door with a great piece of rotten chipboard over it. I know, let's go inside. Just happened the guy next door had a bit of rotten chipboard on his back door. So it was confusing because this derelict boarded up
house. Sit down now, it's finished.
You know, flushed the loo, washed her hands, towel. And then about 10 minutes later, as we're sort of staggering back through the hole, and the brain hasn't quite kind of caught up. Oh, good evening, I'm a policeman. Hi, we're just leaving.
Okay. So do you have a criminal record then?
Officially, no, because things like that, they go off your record after a number of years.
Right.
It was a number of years ago. So I had to spend a little time planting daffodils in the middle of roundabouts. And
So that's Ben. Now, out of all three of them, you wouldn't think that he was the one that has done some community service, would you?